Hi, this is Cynthia Costco, and I am the owner and winemaker of Passaggio Wines, and I invite you to join me at the new tasting room on the Sonoma Square. You can learn more about it. The new website will be up. It's going to be PassaggioWines.com.
Welcome to Wine and Dine. My name is Lynn Crelo Chamberlain, host. You're listening to iWine Radio. Today on Wine and Dine, you get to join me in really congratulating our guest, Cynthia Costco, who is the winemaker, founder of Passaggio Wines. We talked to her a couple of years ago, and right now she is opening a new wine shop. And right now, today, they're putting the finishing touches on the mural in one of the walls of her wine shop. You can learn more online at her blog and her website, which we will have links up to. And if you join the Passaggio Wines Club, you get 25% off your order and a great deal on shipping. Cynthia, we thank you so very much for joining us this week.
Oh, it's a pleasure to talk to you again.
Talk to us about this wine shop.
Well, the tasting room is on the Sonoma Square, downtown Sonoma.
Okay.
And I'm just very excited about being able to have the opportunity to be, you know, in that area. I didn't think I'd ever have a shop in downtown Sonoma, so it's just very exciting, and I'm very thankful. It's just Passaggio Wine.
Wow.
We have about a 600 square foot space.
Good size.
It's perfect size. It's right on Vine Alley. I don't know if you know anything about downtown Sonoma, but Vine Alley has about 6 or 7 tasting rooms located on that alleyway. I am right across from the women's clothing Chico's.
Yep.
Perfect. So I don't know if you know where that's at on the square, but
it'll be an easy landmark for people to find. You should maybe do some cross promotion with Chico's to say, you know, well, let's do wine tastings in Chico's, or send your customers over, whatever.
Absolutely.
Women love Chico's.
Mm, yeah, they do. A lot of women in that shop.
And women love rosé. And, and Pinot Grigio, and you satisfy them with un-oaked Chardonnay. Yummy, yummy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, of course, who can't resist a Pinot Noir?
That's right. Lots of Pinot Noirs out there, though. But it's all good.
There are very few people making an un-oaked Chardonnay, and I thank you for that.
Oh, thanks. I think I may be the only one in that alleyway that may have an un-oaked Chardonnay, so that's good.
And talk to us about the Passaggio Rosé that's currently available, or are you already sold out of that?
It's just about gone, so I imagine once we open the tasting room, that will go very quickly.
I'm sure.
That the Rosé, the 2013, I sourced those grapes from a friend of mine who bought a vineyard in Sonoma a few years back. It had Cab and Merlot on the property, and so I sourced her Merlot in 2013, and we actually brought in a few tons of that, and we pressed off a ton for the rosé. So it's 100% Merlot Sonoma.
Mm. Now, share with listeners again your background, which is really, you're singularly the only former police officer that I know of that became a winemaker, and then you've got the double whammy of being a woman to boot.
I don't know. There might be some more of us out there. I'm
really?
Not sure. I'm not sure of that. I was 15 years law enforcement on the East Coast, and decided one day that it was time to move on from that career. And I came out here in 2004, and you and I talked, I think it was like September of 2008. Mm. I had joined Crush Pad.
Yeah.
As the lab manager in 2008 at that time. Boy, what a whirlwind that has been, and what a journey that this has been for me. And here I am you know, 7 years late. Well, see, 2004, I've been out here 10 years. It's been a very fast, I think, journey up to this point.
And where are you making your wines right now?
So I am located, I went back to San Francisco. I just really, I like the urban winemaking atmosphere. And so friends of mine, David Gifford and Kevin Doucette, who own Dog Patch Wine Works in San Francisco, that's where I am producing Saggio wines.
And they always have room for anybody else listening who's interested in making their own, you know, going in that direction of dipping their toe in and making their own wine also.
Absolutely, yeah. It's got lots of room.
There are probably, I can't imagine that there's at least a woman in the United States who drinks white wine that doesn't love Pinot Grigio. Talk to us about Passaggio's Pinot Grigio.
The Pinot Grigio is very... very fruit forward and very crisp and clean. It's you know, it's pretty well balanced with acid, and so it goes great with food or just, you know, I really like just sitting outside on the deck and sipping that wine. It's easy drinking, very easy.
Is it, and it's Sonoma fruit also?
That fruit actually comes from Lodi.
Oh, so that's why it's so nice and crisp.
Well. It's very, the area that it's coming from is in the Delta area of Lodi, so it's pretty cool in the evenings at night. It gets pretty warm during the day there, but I think that the acid levels on it are well balanced in that wine.
It's an interesting mix that you have here, including Sauvignon Blanc. And so what is your, are you making Sauvignon Blanc because you can't resist the where the grapes are coming from and the source of grapes? Or are you personally really, really enamored with Sauvignon Blanc?
I am enamored with stainless steel whites.
Okay.
That's why I came out with the Sauvignon Blanc. It's all stainless steel. You know, all the whites that I produce are all stainless.
I like that style also. I think people are heavy-handed with their oak, use of oak. So many people.
Yeah, I mean, there's a place for that, I think, and there's a lot of people that still love those, you know, buttery, oaky Chardonnays, and there's a place and time for that, I believe.
So when you use the word unmarked on a label, what does that mean? Like the Passaggio unmarked Sauvignon Blanc and Passaggio unmarked Pinot Noir?
When I was in law enforcement, you know, I wanted to always drive the unmarked car.
Oh, gosh.
friend of mine, I was talking to a friend of mine, Peter Nowak, who helped me design that label. So we came up with unmarked at a few years back, and I give 5% of sales back to a couple charities that help fallen officers' families.
You are very clever in that use of that term.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the difference in the glass, real quick here before we run out of time, between the Sonoma Coast Pinot Noir and the Pinot Noir that's not Appalachian labeled?
The 2011 Pinot Noir, those grapes are actually Napa, and the 2012 Sonoma Coast. So they're very different.
Okay.
I think there's a place that people either love either one or not like either one. It's your own preference, and I think the Napa is a bigger Pinot, you know, bigger style, and the Sonoma Coast is a more elegant style.
Well, people will have a chance to taste all of these wines at the new, what is the shop called, Passaggio Wines?
Yeah, it's going to be Passaggio Wines.
Tasting room on Vine Alley on the square in downtown Sonoma.
Yep. Can you believe it?
Well, we'd like to congratulate you on this hallmark occasion in your life. And people can come and celebrate with you. Or if they can't, they can join you virtually by joining your club.
Absolutely.
We will have links up for people to learn more about Cynthia Costco's work on Passaggio Wines and her blog. She's got a couple really cool photos up as well.
You're listening to iWine Radio.